Hey y'all, I'm back. I know it's been a minute since I have dropped a episode, but I just really quickly wanted to come on here and just say how blessed I have been these past couple of weeks and even in this day today. And I'm starting off this podcast specifically talking about excuse me, my experience with venturing into teaching and how I want to inspire my students and how God has just put different people in my life to help me to do this. And I'm extremely elated and excited to just have the opportunity to do something that I'm passionate about and that I love. And I would just go off on a limb by saying that if you are in positions where you can do things that make you happy, or you can do things that just helps you to be original, just helps you to bridge out and help others, that is something that should definitely be done, because I wouldn't want to be in a place where I'm unhappy, or I'm not being recognized, or I'm not being pushed to be who God has called me to be. And I just wanted to share with all of my people that I know listen to my podcast and try to encourage me and try to support me, that today I was just so empowered by somebody who I know is very close to me in the church. And today she just basically preached about glowing up. And it's glow up, not grow up, like GLOW. And it was very, very insightful to me understanding as a person that I don't have all of the answers right away. And I don't have, you know, there are areas where I want to grow, and there are areas where we all have to grow, and that going into something rather new or old or familiar, we never have everything that we feel as though we need, but we don't have to worry about that, because the thing about going into specific areas, especially if God has called you to that area, and especially if God wants you to be in a specific place, you don't necessarily need to have all the answers right away. And my whole issue, just with myself in general, is just I have to have all the facts, I have to have all the information, because I'm a researcher by nature, so and by training. And so I always have to have all the facts and have all the information, have all the things in front of me. But then, you know, today what I found out in that message was that I don't. And I don't have to be fully, you know, perfect to go into a area or a place. And I've talked to a lot of people where they've not had training in another area, but still, you know, teaching or doing something in an area where they are. And so you don't necessarily, you know, have to have everything from the way I was thinking about it going in. And that's why I have been so overwhelmed and so stressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm finally here, and I'm stressing about nothing. Like, I'm stressing about stuff that don't even matter right now. And what God has shown me through this process is that I'm going to give you everything you need. You already have everything you need. You're equipped, you're ready, you know, just jump in. And I had a person at church who I was helping with chemistry, and that's not my area at all. And I told him, no, I'm teaching biology. And she was like, you know, oh, she thought I was teaching chemistry just by off of the information that I was giving her and how I was coaching her through the things that she needed. And it made me feel good to get feedback like that, because I need feedback about what works for students and what doesn't. But I was just like, I felt like that was God right there, because God put people in your life and He helps you, and He sends you people, He sends you information. Like, I just was praying like the Holy Spirit, hey, you know, I need your help right now. And, you know, boom, God showed up. And, you know, I know this sounds crazy, and this podcast is really doesn't have a theme, but that I can say that, you know, God is, you know, He's awesome. He's everywhere. And I can't think of a title of a specific podcast, because all I'm just doing is just sharing my experience. Like, you know, this podcast is just me sharing experiences that I feel that matters, that people need to hear, and that people need to understand, that no matter what place you are, you know, God can put you where you where you deserve to be, where nobody can take you from. And so I am so excited and elated and happy to be experiencing all the things I've been experiencing. I just had to leave a job, and this past week was my last week. And I was so sad, but then it's kind of a bittersweet for me because I wasn't meant to be there for a long term. And sometimes, you know, places we go and we're only there for a season, we have to learn and we have to grow in places. But then God takes us to another place where we really got to step our game up and really got to have experience and really got to learn from the things that he is exposing us to. And so I am so happy right now to just say, hey, you know, I'm teaching. I am going to be in a new environment, and I can't wait. I'm elated. And I'm sorry to have been gone for so long. But I just been busy trying to, you know, venture into this job, and I'm gonna be starting in 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm just focused on what I have to do, and I just didn't have time to drop a podcast, but I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad I'm able to drop this podcast. And one song that I would want to share, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this on my podcast too, and I'm gonna try to do it with my students as a playlist, is Established by Ja'Kayla Carr. She is an amazing singer. I love the song Established, and it just makes me think about how God has established my steps. And if you listen to this song, it tells you just that. And I am so happy to share it. I will drop it in the link so that you guys can listen to it this week. I am all about just, you know, prepping myself up. I'm driven. Nothing's going to stop me now. I'm here. And I've just had so many interesting things happen within these 2 weeks. And one of them is meeting people of color and trying to establish this thing about diversity and establish this thing about, you know, we need people of color in these places where students and where people need to know that we are relevant too, and that we have a lot to offer, especially not because of what we look like, but because of the experiences that we've had from because of, you know, what we look like. And I am trying to venture out into that space, and I'm reading books. And, you know, just a segue for my cousin McKenna Philpott Bolden. She has a book out, and it's called Black Words Chatbook. And I am going to be reading it, and I'm going to drop her information also. And it's going to be the face of, you know, a theme that I'm going to try to start and create. She has quotes in there. She has a lot of nice stuff in there, guys. And I just want you all to check it out. But this podcast is just informational. It's just to get back into the swing of things. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to be doing this every week. But I'm going to try to do it on days to keep my, like a little outlet to keep my mind flowing. But I just wanted to share that book because I'm going to be reading it, and it's just about her experience and how she come about, how, you know, how the world is, and what, you know, how to change your way of thinking and change your vocabulary. And, you know, I'm just excited to read the book. And I just want you guys also to share the experience with me. So I'm going to drop her information on her website into the drop box below, and you guys can click on it. I'm excited to be supporting other people and what their ventures are and what they're doing, as well as people support me, you know. And I appreciate everybody listening to my podcast. I hope that you have a blessed and wonderful week. I'm going in this week headstrong, positive, loving, and just demanding of, you know, respect from these students, and demanding a respect from anybody that I feel as though I need to receive it from. And, you know, I'm going with a good attitude that the kids are going to be amazing. And it doesn't matter what background they come from, doesn't matter what their struggles are. God is a healer, God is a fixer, God is a provider of all things that we need to stay in and develop in these spaces. So I'm glad to be sharing that with everybody, and I hope everybody has a beautiful week. God bless.